from sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi, for Moshita ben Peshetina, and for Yitzhak ben Baracha, and for Chaim Yitzhak ben Freda Fegalea, and for all the Chole Amo Yisrael, and the whole world should have Yeshua Solomim. We're going to be discussing B'siyata Dishmaya, the Inyan of Chatzi Eved, V'Chatzi ben Chorin, based on the Torah of Hagon Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Mizikne Gedolei Rosh Yeshivos. Today the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Chagiga on Halacha Aleph writes, Noshim V'Avodim Pturim Min Ariya, women and slaves are Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, Tumtum Madroganos Pater Min Ariya, Tuntum Adroganus are Pturim and Ariya, Neshein Safik Isha. So Tumtum, whose sexual organs are sealed off, Androganus, who was both, they're Pater and Ariya because they're Safik Isha. So he's a Chetzi Oevet Chetzi Ben Chorin, Pater. Why? Mipnei Tzad Avdus Shebo. So if one's 50-50, he's a Chetzi Oevet. And a Chetzi Ben Chorin, he's Pater from Aliyah L'Regel. Why? Because he's a Tzad Avdus. Harei Omer, Yehroya Kol Zechurcha, Lahotzi Es Hanashim. And it says only males have to go up, and that excludes females. And that would therefore include half Eved, half Ben Chorin, because we have a Hekesh between Avadim and Nashim. Whatever Nashim are Pater from Avadim are as well, and therefore Avadim are Pater, because their Eved side is Pater. So what it says, whatever women are obligated and so to Avadim, that's one reason to pater them. And another reason to pater Avadim is because it says Bevokol Yisrael. Bevokol Yisrael excludes Avadim. So the Rambam has two sources for the exclusion of half Avadim, certainly whole Avadim, from Aliyah L'Regel. And that Sagas HaRaivid, the Raivid says, Mishe Chetzi Oevet V'Chetzi Ben Chorin, Omer Avram, Ha Deloki Hilchasa, Tehi Kemishna Rishona. He says, the Rambam is, as is the Ban Mo of one Magid Shir, Rambam L'Shitaso against Sagas HaGemara. Says the Raivid, the Rambam is writing a halacha that's not a halacha, because it goes against the Gemara. Because the Rambam is only following Mishnah Rishona. What does it mean the Rambam is only following Mishnah Rishona? So the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right in the Mishnah, it says, Hakol Chayav Miriya, everyone's Chayav Miriya. The Gemara says, what's that coming to include? Hakol. What's that coming to include? Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. And even he is Chayv Biri'iyah. And Ravina says that he's Pater Miri'iyah. So what is he going to do with Hakol? And then we have a stira between the Gemara and Ravina. So which one is it? Is it that he's Chayv Biri'iyah or Pater Miri'iyah? So the Gemara answers, Kam Mishnah Rishona, Kam Mishnah Chorona. It's not a stira. On one hand, Chatzi Eved are Chayv Biri'iyah. On the other hand, Chatzi Eved are Pater Min Ariya. It depends if you're following Mishnah Rishon or Mishnah Chorona. What does that mean? Because the Mishnah says the Gemara, somebody who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, one day he serves his master, and one day he serves himself. Divrei Beis Hillel. One day he serves his master, one day he serves himself. Bishamai said, no, he's not going to be able to get married. So what do? You force his master to give him a wife, b'nei tikum ha'olam. You free him, and this way he can get married. You make him a ben chorin, and he can get a wife. Get a wife. See, he writes him a shtara chatzidam. So you force the master, compel the master to free him. And then, Zok the Gemara, Chazru Beis Hillel, Ahoyros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel went back and they paskin like Beis Shammai. Gvaldik. Beis Hillel went back and paskin like Beis Shammai that, yeah, you force the master to free him. So Rashi explains, what's the Mishnah Rishona? Before Beis Hillel changed their mind. Before Beis Hillel changed their mind, one day he served himself. One day he served his master. And that's Ravina. Ravina, who says Pater, why is he Pater? Because he has to serve his master. And he also has to serve himself, but he serves his master. Since he's serving his master, he's Pater. So that's Mishnah Rishona. So the Fi Mishnah Rishona, before Beis Hillel changed their mind, and Eved's going to be Pater Min Ariyah. But after Beis Hillel changed their mind, that the Beis Din can force the master to free the slave, Bahavale Ki'ilu Mishuchur Kvar, it's like he's already free. And he's chayiv. So now he's olel regel. Why? Because his master has to free him. So it's as if he's already freed. So what comes out? What comes out is that Lefi the Mishnah Achrona, after Beis Hillel changed their mind, the Maskana is that an Eved is Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel L'Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, because he forced the master to free him. Rashi writes as if he's already free and he's Chayv. V'hi hi Hasagas HaRavid. Das Gufa is the Hasagas HaRavid. That's what the Ravid is saying. The Rambam Paskins Lahedji in the 7th parak of Hilchos Avodah Melacha Zayin. Somebody is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Since he's not allowed to marry neither a Shivcha nor a Bas Chorin, we compel the master, we coerce the master to free him. And that's like the Mishnah Achrona. So if that's true, then how can the Rambam Paskin that he's Pater Me'ali L'Regel? According to Mishnah Achrona, the Rambam Paskins like Mishnah Achrona. When you have an Eved who is on the verge of being freed, he's omei l'shtachri, you're forcing the master to free him. So the din would be that he'd be chayv and aliyah l'regel. So how can the Rambam then paskin that he's pater me aliyah l'regel? We have a Gemara that says l'fi Mishnah Achrona he's chayv and aliyah l'regel, and the Rambam paskin is like the Mishnah Achrona that you force the master to free him. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Kesef Mishnah, Oifen Ort, as they say in Portuguese, Alatar, points to what he writes to be Liyashiv Divrei Rabbeinu in the second parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, and there he brings the parish of Rabbeinu Avram ben Beno Shel Rabbeinu Rambam. And in the parish of Mishnayis La Rambam Alatar, he explains that it says Kan Kemishnah Rishona, Kan Kemishnah Achrona, the Rambam learns the opposite of Rashi, not like Rashi, that according to Mishnah Rishona, half Eved, half Ben Chorin, is Chayiv Beri'iyah. If he serves himself one day and serves his master one day, he's chayiv b'riyah. Mishnah Achrona, that you force the master to free him, he's pater me'riyah. Ayin sham in lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and this is very difficult to understand because the Yesod Ptur of Chetzi Ben Chorin is because we darshin, as the Gemara says, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Despite what the Rambam says, the Gemara darshins, Amar of Huna, Amar Kral Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishein Lo Elo Adon Echad, Yatzeh Sheish Lo Adon Acher. And Ravina says this talking about a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. You know why? You know who's Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel? Somebody only has one master, excluding somebody who has a different master. So this Eved has a different master. So he's not Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel. That's why he's Pater Me Aliyah L'Regel. So now, it could be that we can understand that according to Mishnah Rishonim, maybe the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shabo is not considered like he has an Adon Acher, since on his Chatzi Ben Chorin side, the Adon isn't an Adon. But rather, the Adon's only an Adon on the Chatzi Eved Shabo, not on the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shabo. So I can see it's sad that Lefi Mishnah Rishona, he should be Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel. Because he has a tzad that doesn't have an Adam. So that I get. But how are we to understand that Lefi the Mishnah Achrona, he's Pater Meri'iyah? Because you force the master to free him? He's considered that yesh lo adon acher? Fakert. When he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin? So you want to tie in on the chatzi ben chorin side, he doesn't have a master, and therefore he's chayv and aliyah l'regel? Maybe. But to say that the fida mishnah achrona, he's going to be pater in re'iyah, here he is, he's half-half. And here you're even forcing the master to eventually free him. And that's considered yesh lo adon acher. That's more adon acher than someone who you're not going to force to be freed. Even when you're not forcing him to be freed. You say that it's not considered that he's an Adon Acher, because at least in the Ben Chorin side he doesn't have an Adon. But when you force the master to free him, that you call more Adon Acher? Here he does have an Adon Acher. He's half-half, and you're forcing the master to free him. And you want to tie that that's called having an Adon Acher? What does this mean? So that's a starke kasha in the Rambam. Ve'anachnu ma'od mod rotzim la'vin את דברי קודשו של הנשר הגדול הרמב״ם. So מירצה השם, God should give us life, God should give us health, and hopefully in the next shiur we will try to come to a resolution and understand the Rambam, and we have a lot to talk about in Mirtz Hashem. So please stay tuned, Bili Neder, Hashem yitain et hakoach, et hamoach, את השמחת חיים, אמן ואמן, שלום שלום, sweetest and most beloved.